The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's good, everybody? It is March 27th. It's a Monday. It's the end of our week. This is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. Now, yesterday, sometimes you got to grit your teeth. 2-3 is not bad, but the golf is really where it stung. We had tickets on Scheffler, McIlroy, Cam Young, and of course, Sam Burns ends up winning it all and just putting all those tickets in the trash. That one hurt, I've got to be honest. But there's many of you that have had a really good March Madness. In fact, our Early Edge Bracket Challenge, look who's at the top, Scott Moore. Then Karen McCloskey hanging tough with Nick and Thomas. And we still have the Final Four and the championship game to go. Internally, you all have been keeping track of our Early Edge Cappers Challenge. And these are the Final Four. After much debate, RJ White, Berg Betts, Zach Attack, and AB will battle it out this weekend for the right to play for the first ever Early Edge Capper World Heavyweight Championship. Now, with all that being said, you know, Mondays we do things differently here at the Early Edge. This is the end of our week. We are laser focused. We are ready to go. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because you know them, you love them. First and foremost, he's been here since day freaking one. He is the maestro, Larry Hartstein. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. I still cannot get over Greg McDermott ordering his team to foul with 6.7 seconds left at the top of the key. That foul is so valuable, not only because it allowed San Diego State to take what was basically the last shot, but also because that foul, you keep it in your back pocket. And if a guy does make a move to the basket, you can foul him and stop the momentum, but you give up a great advantage that you weren't in the bonus. I just didn't understand that at all.
Yeah. Well, for San Diego State bettors and for under bettors, they were ecstatic about that, because that game was headed to overtime. And the over would have been blown up. Next, he is the counselor of cash. And I know, equally stung by the end of the world match play. See you in a shot. Good morning, sir.
Coach, I'm not sure where you were on the early wedge, but guess what? We had Sam Burns. I'm sorry you didn't cash the ticket. But in the finals, we had Sam Burns versus Cam Young. That was two of my three early wedge outrights. So the community enjoyed a huge 40-1 win, not to mention 2 out of 3 in group play and 3 out of 5 head-to-head matchups. That's 3 or 4 outrights just from me this year. We've had a couple first-round leaders. This early wedge show is great. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out, listen, Larry points out a bad call, so to speak, from McDermott. Let's talk about the reps just for 1 second. I'm not sure I call that with 1 second left. Judging how the other 39 minutes and 59 seconds went, that's something I'm going to let go.
Well, I know. I actually agree with Charles Barkley. As a former basketball college player myself, if you get hit in the back on fate, that's foul. It's a foul. What was the game a couple weeks ago where, it was a football game, the Chiefs, where they're like, it wasn't a foul, 59 minutes. So I respectfully disagree. But I was so in my feelings about the golf, I really didn't care at that point. So I'm glad that you had Sam Burns because I literally didn't even know that. So early wedge, 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you looked at my Twitter, which obviously you didn't get a chance to see, we had a lot of early wedge community enjoying that 40-1 and the no sweat because the finals, we had two of our three main outrights in the finals. So there was literally no sweat. Catch the early wedge. I'm telling you, we have been on a historic run.
It's been crazy. And mostly because of that man right there. So tune in live, 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Also this week, we have a special Major League Baseball Futures episode on Wednesday. Same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, same channel. You guys asked for it. We will deliver. Now, the man up in the right-hand corner, he texted me yesterday, and he said, and I quote, "Coach, college basketball is about over. It's my time." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, live from parts unknown, he is Alex. You can call him Prop Stars, but he's on our team. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me now that it's officially NBA season. We've got a beautiful 8-game slate tonight. One particular matchup that I am extremely fired up for as well. I can't wait to break it down.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And the Final Four is set. And for the first time ever, there's not a number one seed even making it to the Elite Eight, let alone the Final Four. We've got four teams that I don't think anybody expected to be there. But we're all about the lines and where the lines are moving. Maestro, start us off.
Yeah, well, UConn opens 5.5 over Miami. Not much movement there. They've destroyed every team by an average of over 22 points per game. And in the second half, it's been 176 to 107. This is going to be fascinating because Miami has, you know, three different guys who can go off. We saw Jordan Miller yesterday, but it was either Wong or Nigel Pack and Omir. But UConn is like a freight train. They are just destroying everyone. The game that's seen movement is the first game. It opened San Diego State -2, but we're seeing some FAU money down to 1.5 in some spots. San Diego State held Alabama and Creighton to 5 of 44 from deep. And I was on Creighton, and that's why I thought Creighton was going to win. If they went 3 for 17, they win, or 4 for 17, but they went 2 for 17. And that is all about that San Diego State defense. Coach, I think they're the strongest team in the country. I have never seen a college basketball team look as cut and as physical as San Diego State, but FAU's got about 5 or 6 guys who can shoot the three. They have the big man inside, 7'1", and they are drawing the early money.
All right, we'll see how that looks come Saturday night. Maestro, thank you very much. Now, to the association, Kasia Najad. We are now down to a time of the year where teams are who they are. For example, last night I watched the Golden State Warriors. It was as bad as I've ever seen Steph Curry play. It was as bad as I've ever seen the Warriors play. It was an embarrassment. This team will go nowhere in the playoffs. But how about some teams that potentially could go somewhere? Talk to me, see ya.
It's interesting because I watched that game as well. And Draymond Green, the turnover at the end was pretty bad. I will say this. I think Golden State has a real shot to win the West. But what I will say is the team on the other side of the ball, the Timberwolves, now that they're getting healthy with Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards is back, they've got some guys. And I think this team actually could do some damage. A little bit later, we'll talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves from a betting standpoint. But I'll say this. You're right, Coach. It is crunch time, and we don't have to worry about load management. We really simply have to worry about injuries. And there still are some that are going to affect the betting lines, particularly tonight. But, you know, it's kind of a cool time for NBA season because we're almost pretty much in playoff mode. And we've been saying this for a couple of weeks now where we really don't have to worry about load management. It makes us really trust the NBA bets even more than we already did. So it's a really good time. And we know the NBA playoffs, what is it, 6, 7, 8 months? Like, we have a lot of time to immerse ourselves in the NBA. And I can't wait for props. But the against the spread stuff and the total stuff is going to be pretty reliable as well.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that. Remember, most of our NBA plays, most of them will be on Early Edge in 5. As we have learned, as he just said, with all of the data, that it's just a little bit better if we can wait until the afternoon for starting lineups. But now I don't think it's as important because I think all the stars have to play every single game. There's no more sitting out a back-to-back if you're in the 7th spot in the West or the East. You can't do it anymore. Now, there is a big-time matchup tonight in Denver. Sixers, they still believe. Denver, they still think they've got a shot coming out of the West. But there are two players that we're keeping our eye on from a betting perspective. Who am I talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about the two starting centers, Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic. I think this matchup could go a long way in potentially determining who wins the NBA's MVP award. We know Jokic is a two-time defending MVP award winner. Embiid is the current slight favorite to win the award. He is questionable. I think he's got a great chance to suit up. I know this game is very important to them. Last time these two teams played, he held Jokic to a pretty pedestrian 24 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and went off for 47 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists. I think whoever gets the better of this matchup tonight could go a long way in determining who wins this award, Coach.
I think you're absolutely right. And from a team perspective, currently Philadelphia is third in the East, and Denver is the number one seed in the West. Because of the Grizzlies' stumble without Ja Morant, they now have a 3-game lead in the Western Conference. Prop Stars, thank you very much. Now, it's about time to get into our marquee matchup of the day. But before we do that, you guys know we got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing 1-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms, unforgettable you.
Moving forward, if you want to see your favorite early edge handicappers, we'll be on HQ almost every single day moving forward. The boss is called, we answer. Now, time for our marquee matchups of the day. And for all three of these, we're going to the association. Game number one is Mavericks and Pacers. The number is Pacers -1. Starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Gentlemen, let's make this quick. We got 3 games to go through. Maestro, are you fading or following the Pacers as a favorite?
I'm going to probably follow them the way this line has moved. Miles Turner has a chance to suit up. We know Luka is out unless the NBA overturns his 16th technical, which I don't think they'll do. Kyrie is playing with a sore foot. The Mavericks are not having any fun. They're 2-9 on the back end of a back-to-back. The Pacers have a lot of good young talent. Halliburton, questionable, but if he goes – and Turner comes back. I know Dallas needs it, but I think Rick Carlisle always enjoys beating the Mavericks, so I'll take Indiana.
Yeah, he's a low-key savage competitor, that guy is, Rick Carlisle. All right, see ya. Talk to me.
I'll go with Dallas on this one. I mean, honestly, as the Mavericks are currently constructed, I'm not sure they're a worse team without one of their two, quote, air quote, stars. I mean, listen, they're both defensive liabilities. I've seen the Mavericks team without both of these guys, and they actually play good basketball, and they look like a well-coached team. So maybe you take one of these guys out of the lineup, and you add that desperation in. I actually think the Mavericks are going to pull this one off.
All right, Proppy, your perspective.
I got to go with the Pacers here. I just think their depth is going to be too much. They play an 8 or 9-man rotation. They have 7 or 8 guys who can contribute double-figure points. We've seen this Mavericks team just completely cratering right now. Things are looking really bad. In the first half of yesterday's game against the Charlotte Hornets, who obviously are one of the worst teams in the NBA, Luka and Kyrie were the only starters who scored points in the first half. Just not enough help around Kyrie without Luka tonight. I'm going with the Pacers.
Yeah, that's a great point. And by the way, be very careful with Sportsline. Pacers have been a great first half over team. I mean, great. Like, every game they've been going to the over, and then they do nothing in the second half. And they'll score, like, 214 or 220, even though they have a line of 240. If you're going to play the over, play the first half. That's where they've been, because long-term, you just can't trust them. All right, game number two, marquee matchup. Suns laying 6.5 tonight in Utah to take on the Jazz. Jazz have been up and down lately. Haven't really known what team is going to show up. Maestro, are you fading or following the Suns as a 6.5-point favorite on the road? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sorry. I got to be honest, Coach. I don't have much on these next two NBA games. I'm going to defer to your other experts.
That is fine. Sia, what do you have?
I'll probably take the Jazz here. I just think it's too many points. I don't think the Suns are playing really good ball right now. Maybe when they're fully healthy, they will. But too many points, I'll take the Jazz.
I agree with you. This is way too many points for a Suns team, Alex, that hasn't been very good lately without Durant, without the big man inside. What do you think tonight?
I think it's largely going to come down to Lauri Markkanen's status. He is questionable with a hand contusion, missed the previous two games. I think if he misses the game, then I would back the Suns. DeAndre Ayton will be returning to Phoenix's lineup. I think that'll give them a big boost. But if Markkanen is active and plays, then I think the Utah Jazz are a good spot at 6.5 point underdogs.
Yeah, I think if Ayton was still going to be out, this would be somewhere around 3.5 or 4 as opposed to 6.5. He makes a difference. All right, our final marquee matchup in the association looks a little something like this. And for you prop bettors out there, we have something coming too. Sixers and the Nuggets, number 3 in the East against number 1 in the West. The Nuggets are laying 5. Sia, are you fading or following the favorite Nuggets?
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to fade the Sixers. I'm going to follow the Nuggets, the minus. It's a big number here, but I think this is one of those games that could just get away from the Sixers. I think the Sixers are the better team than the Denver Nuggets. And on a neutral court, I'd be taking just to win. I'd be taking the Sixers all day long. But I think I'm going to take the Nuggets in this spot. And by the way, those of you that are in the chat that are like, have you seen the Dallas Mavericks play in the last two games? Yes, I actually have. The moment you think a line is super obvious and everybody's going to jump on and everybody's going to win money, let me know how that works out for you. Those lines that you see across the year that are like so obvious and that you bet and you're definitely going to win, let me know how that works out for you. So that things are not as they appear all the time. So I'm just saying, just maybe just dial it back a little bit. It's very possible the Mavericks are live in this one.
Have I told you guys how much I love NBA Sia? And you know you've arrived.
So obvious.
You know you've arrived as a heel. When you have people in the chat, I consider taking the Pacers and the points just to go against Sia.
Good
you
luck.
Know, you arrived. He says, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Alex, are you fading or following the Nuggets?
It's a tough one. I think I'm fading the Nuggets, though. Michael Porter Jr. is questionable in this game. I do think he's more probable than questionable. I just think this game means so much to Joel Embiid, who really wants to win his first MVP award. I think he is going to be up for this game like it's a championship game to him. And I just think the Sixers at 5 points, I know the Nuggets are a great home team, are a live dog there. So give me the Sixers.
There you go. There you go. Give him the Sixers. Oh, look who's in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. A man who went to New York City over the weekend, had great seats to watch K-State over the weekend. M Squared, you had any questions for him? Go ahead and put them in the chat. He will answer them in real time. Snug the Cat says, Sassy Sia on a Monday morning. I love it. So do we, Snug the Cat. What does my career come to when I say Snug the Cat? All right. So in addition to the text I got from Alex, he says, Coach, we got to have more props on the show. He asks, we deliver. Time for another marquee matchup, props style. I'm going to give you 3. You got to tell me which one you're going to play. Julius Randle, his total is 27.5 points tonight. Giannis, 29.5 points tonight. Nikola Jokic, 25.5 points. And you know I hate unders. So I need to know, Proppy, we'll start with you. Which of these overs are you taking tonight?
That's a great question, Coach, because honestly, I would lean under on all 3. If I had to choose one to go over, it would probably be Giannis. He is more than capable of scoring 30 points against the lowly Pistons. I just wonder if he's going to play fourth quarter minutes because Milwaukee will have such a big lead. But if he does, he will just go soar past that 30-point number.
All right, Sia, where are you going?
I'd probably go Julius Randle here. I mean, it's a huge spread, but the Rockets have shown that they've been, listen, they're going to lose, but that they can be competitive over a few quarters. And I think that keeps Julius Randle active. That's not something I'm betting, but I think the over 27.5 is reasonable there for Julius.
Yeah. I mean, Julius doesn't care who he plays against. He will shoot 20 times a game. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the team. And Houston, again, they have been a team that has turned into an over team because of lack of defense. And to your point, Sia, being very, very competitive. All right. Now, we've done marquee matchups. We've done storylines. We've got you prepared with knowledge is power, educate, and entertain. Now it's time for our plays for the day. But before we do that, you guys at home has made this so big, we got to pay even more bills. Very quickly, though.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bradley Jacobs in the chat says, Brooke Lopez, Jamie will be on early edge in five. That's his bet. You talk about going back to the well. He hit Brooke Lopez over points like 10 out of 11 games. It's been bananas. All right. We're not going to waste any more time getting to our picks. See you, Najat. I would love, with the heater that you've been on in multiple sports, to start us off today. You're up, sir.
Yeah, you may have noticed my sass, and that means, of course, chat. That means, of course, I have NBA picks because I don't bring that sass unless it's NBA Sia, and it's going to be NBA Sia here and there for a while now. As we know, these playoffs are going to last a long time, and we're kind of in the playoffs to some degree. We got the Chicago Bulls plus 3.5 against the Clippers. I just like how the Chicago Bulls are playing, and I don't like how the Clippers are playing, particularly without Paul George. This is a team that's really going to have to rely on Kawhi, which is fine, and guys like Russell Westbrook. Whereas the Clippers, they've got DeRozan, LaVine, Vucevic, they've got, and Pat Beverly, who's giving this team a little bit more of an identity. They're winning a lot of games. They're on a back-to-back. But side note, Vucevic got kicked out of the game in the second quarter, so he's going to be fresh. But I think this team is going to be ready. They have plenty to play for, and they're playing really well. So I think 3.5 is too many points. I'll note that this line opened at 5.5. So you could have gotten the better number at 5.5. And I believe somebody on Sportsline actually had that pick out last night. Right now it stands at 3.5. I still like it. If it goes any lower, I'd probably lay off. Minnesota Timberwolves plus 5. They're at the Kings. Also on a back-to-back, we already talked about the T-Wolves. They beat the Warriors on just a very dramatic ending, but they played really well the entire just duration of the game, all four quarters. They've got Karl Anthony Towns back on a limited minutes, but he played a lot last night. And I just think with Anthony Edwards, with Towns, with some of their McDaniels, some of their young talent, they've got a lot going for them. Conley is playing well as well. They're a 7 seed right now, but they can actually jump to the 4 seed in a couple of games because they're only a game and a half out of that 4 seed behind the Suns. And oh, and by the way, I don't think De'Aaron Fox is going to play tonight. I didn't think he was going to play the other night when he was questionable either. I think they're going to rest him. Yes, Sacramento can clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight, but they're going to the playoffs anyway, and they're very likely going to be the 3 seed regardless. So I really like the spot for Minnesota because they got to win more than Sacramento.
Kind of what C is describing is motivation. In the next 3 weeks, lean into teams that have motivation to play. The Bulls are 7-3 in their last 10. The Bulls are 10th in the East. There is no room for error, which is why they're motivated. And by the way, even though they're back-to-back, they're in the same building tonight. They didn't have to travel. Same hotel. All good. Love that, Sia. All right, now, we just showed 3 stars. And their totals for tonight. But there was one very important star, Proppy, that we did not show on the screen.
Yeah, I'm going with Devin Booker. Over 30.5 points tonight. I love this spot for Devin Booker against Utah. He's averaging 33.7 points per game. In the month of March, he's had to shoulder a huge load for Phoenix, who are very depleted without Kevin Durant. They are getting DeAndre Ayton back in the lineup tonight. I actually think that helps Booker a little bit, take a little bit of pressure off of him. But I think DeAndre Ayton will have his hands full against Walker Kessler, who the starting center of the Jazz. He's emerged as one of the best defensive bigs in the NBA. I really like Devin Booker. I think this game has a high total. I think Phoenix needs to win it as well. Give me over 30.5 points.
All right. Can you guys hear me now? Can you hear me? We're good? All right. God, this, I got to get a new mixer. This thing is whack, as the kids say these days. All right. It is my turn, and I dug deep into Sportsline today. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet and you're brand new to the show, come and join us. Jump in the deep end. Water's warm. Use a promo code early. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can have start of Major League Baseball. You can have the NBA playoffs. You can have soccer, European, all of it for $0. And after that, 10 bucks. Come on. So if you are a Sportsline member, then you already knew that our simulations have the Sixers and the Nuggets over 229.5. The Nuggets, when they play at home, a very good basketball team. They just scored 129 against the Bucks. The last two games, they've gone over this number. The Sixers tend to play to the pace of their opponent. The Nuggets play fast. The Sixers tonight will play fast. We'll play over 229.5. And for those of you having a little FOMO from your soccer fix, and there's many of you out there, my man, the guru, Martin W. Green. These picks also at Sportsline. France, they just beat the Netherlands 4-0. We're going to lay them on the Asian handicap, -1.25. They win by two, you win your full bet. They win by one, you win or you lose half your bet. They lose or tie, you lose your whole bet. France will roll today. This is the early stages. It's just qualifying. There's a lot of mismatches. You just got to find out where they are. Also, one prop from this particular game, Kylian Mbappe, +140, just to score a goal. He scored against Netherlands. He's almost automatic. He's the best striker in all of soccer. And a +140, oh, that juice is most definitely worth the squeeze. Now, Buckets, it's not that hard to give out a soccer play and give takes and sound intelligent. I think I sounded pretty intelligent right there. But not as intelligent as the man who always goes last on the show. Maestro, floor is yours.
Coach, I thought you delivered that soccer take with authority and intelligence, and I'm going to hop on it because of that. And I'm also going to hop on the Knicks in the first quarter, 24-12 against the number, tied for the Grizzlies in terms of home games covering the spread in the first quarter. This is a game where the Knicks have been stewing on another loss at Orlando since Thursday. They've been resting. They needed the rest. Couple tough road losses, and they had that terrible home loss to the T-Wolves. So three straight losses, a lot of time off to get refreshed. You come home and you get the Rockets, and you are the best first quarter team against the number. I think they're going to come out and take care of business in the first quarter. It's juicy at -3.5, -125 at Caesars, but I still love it. The Knicks have been money at home in the first quarter and the first half all season, and they really like the spot against the terrible Rockets.
I love this spot, and I love this play as well. By the way, a couple people questioning me in the chat. Haaland is a better striker. D. Tubin says, although Haaland is the best striker. Guys, watch soccer. All Haaland can do is finish. Mbappe can create for himself. There's a huge difference in those two strikers. Mbappe is complete. Haaland is just big and can head it in and finish. He's not the better striker. He's just not. All right, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Maestro, he gave you all those incredible reasons why the Knicks first quarter -3.5 tonight is the play, -125. Then the counselor, he's on the Bulls +3.5. Late game tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern start. I'll stay up and watch it for you. How about that? Then the T-Wolves +5 in Sacramento. They've been playing a lot better, getting healthy. They could be dangerous. Then Proppy on one play. But remember, all of Prop Star's prop picks are now live at Sportsline. You get them right in the game. You want a prop in the Bulls game? Go to the Bulls game. And if we have one, it will be there. Devin Booker over 30.5 points tonight, -117. Then three plays from Sportsline itself. Sixers Nuggets over 229.5. France, Asian handicap, -1.25. And Kylian Mbappe, anytime goal score at +140. All right, let's have a great day. Pay it forward. Remember, just because you're going back to work today does not mean you can't be in a good mood. We're at work right now. I'm in a great mood. Early Edge and 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. More best bets for the night in sports. But in the meantime, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lemo, Counselor, Maestro, Proppy, Snake on the ones and the twos, tell me another show that has those three, four, five nicknames. They don't exist. We do things different. Tell all your friends about the Early Edge. Good luck.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.